picture of that.
Yes, I thought this was beautiful for awakening the Buddha within. It says, thank you for having nothing so you can get up and fight. Thank you for poverty so you can become a diligent person. Thank you for failure so you can become a professional. Thank you for mistakes so you can become more intelligent. Thank you for envy so you will dare to create new things. Thank you for criticism so you can reach perfection. Thanks to ignorance for introducing the teacher named experience. Thank you for disappointment that reminds you to get up again. Thank you for a strong enemy who reminds you that you are still not a professional. Thank you for disparage that encourages us to be a remarkable one. Thank you for illness that makes you attend to your health. Thank you for the misery that makes you value happiness. Thank you for separation, which teaches you to let go. Thank you for gluttony that makes you want to reach nirvana. Thank you for death that makes the last scene of your life perfect.
So if you'll just take a deep breath. Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? Very good to see you. Very good to see you. Very good to see you. I've been 2 years, huh? Yes, good to see each of you. As you know, as that joy explains and expresses that gratitude, so it is only appropriate, yes, that the mother picks gratitude to be thankful for all things. That is what you are here to learn, to change, to transform and accept whatever comes your way, huh? We pat people, is that all right?
No, that's absolutely okay.
if you don't like us to pat you, don't sit there. Or get over it. Say yes to everything.
Say yes, exactly.
You will see that we are always with you, 24/7. We never leave your side. And in that energy, in that transformative focus that you are awakening, acknowledging, teaching, learning, experiencing that Buddha that is within you, we will start many of our groups in silence. Is that all right? Good. To just bring the energy in, because it is about the mindfulness. It is about the energy that comes to you and through you in these next 14 days. And in these next 14 days, you will see so many different experiences that they may or may not be acknowledged in your brain. But you will feel them later as they unfold, because you are like the lotus flower. So it is appropriate, well, that is not a lotus. So it is appropriate that we are here in this land of Buddha. It is interesting that the lotus comes about and floats, and there are many varieties in that capacity, just as there are many varieties of people that are here. And we honor those that have made the choice to be here. We know some of you got the tap on the shoulder a little late, huh? And as you understand that, they keep tapping until you say, yes. For in that focus, know that by saying yes, even though at some point it may be something that may feel uncomfortable for you, may feel like you've got another answer that has to be better, if you say yes to what presents, that is what the Buddha spoke of, to be mindful of whatever happens. Now, we are not going to ask you to sit for hours and hours in stillness as a mosquito comes and chews on your skin. But if the mosquito decides to, know that that mosquito is very lucky because it gets a part of you. As each person here gets a part of you. As each person here shares your heart to be mindful, shares your space, that this is your team, your tribe, your pod, as you would say, or a herd of elephants, this is your herd for the next 14 day. So it is total appropriateness for you to sometimes feel a bit uncomfortable. Ask yourself, what is that about? What am I to learn from this? What am I to experience from this? How can I transform? Or what you're really doing is being more of who you are. The transformative part is just letting go of those old habits and those old patterns. And the more you resist that letting go, the bigger that transformation is going to be. That big of conk on the head or something. So as you understand that, know that the flow of the energy comes through with strength. As you stand strong in your own energy, and as hope that you are the way showers of this planet. Do you know that? You are the way showers. So you provide others hope, because others see you and say, I want what she has. I want what he has, because you are happy and joyful. That gives others hope. That is why you are the way showers. In that focus and in that energy, ask yourself, what are you receiving in that exchange? For this is the land of happy people. Huh? Have you noticed that yet? That they all are very happy to be with you. And they honor you with their why. And that acknowledgement of peace. And that is their culture, but it is also a wondrous thing to experience, to have others honor you, to have others experience and present their information for you, and to have others come in as your herd. Just as you come for them. So each of you are here as teachers and students. Each of you are here with a divine nobility. So it is only appropriate that we start tomorrow with Kuan Yin. Keeping in mind that was no, we had to rearrange things just a bit. And we are grateful that Mr. Topinpola found that out, Everything is in divine order. And every part of the changes are in divine order. That is why we ask you to learn mindfulness. You know the Four Noble Truths, yes? We're working to rewrite the first one, which is everything is suffering. But then the second one is suffering, the cause of suffering, the only cause of suffering, is desire that things are different than they are. So you see, you are in control of that desire. That is why we ask for it to be abolished. You are in control of what you are choosing. Then the third truth is nirvana, or paradise, or heaven on earth, is possible. Possible. Yes, possible. And the fourth is that all possibilities come true with you. All energy, that it is enlightenment. We know that we may change those Four Noble Truths to suit your purposes. What are truths if not to be rewritten, eh? Trust. Trust yourself, Tyrus, to be in the right place at the right time. Trust yourself to be in the acknowledged energy of all that is. Trust yourself to know And when you are tapped on the shoulder by the synchronicity of, well, I'm already in Thailand, I might as well stay. Yes. For another 2 weeks, huh? The universe had to do a little bit of arranging there. Yes. So as you are learning to trust yourself, you're also learning to trust that flow of divine synchronicity in your life. Huh? And as you trust that flow with divine synchronicity in your life, you become joy, you become success. You rock. And in that energy, we are honored to have you with us. We are honored by your presence. We see you. We know your heart. We know the troubles that it has had over the past time. We know your life. We know your vision. And we wish to assist. And be your cheerleader to nudge you through those difficult points when they may show up. You understand? So for that we are thankful. And we know you have hungry tummies. And there's a staff waiting outside to acknowledge food for you. So we will speak again with you tomorrow. And if you have interesting dreams tonight, woohoo, where's our dreamer? Huh? Ah. So trust that energy and celebrate yourself for the next 14 days. Namaste.
Namaste.